Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. I've been thinking a lot about temperament and how people work with cattle lately. I'm always thinking about temperament, I guess. But in the last few months, I've heard two separate stories about people being badly injured by cattle. Now, like all the reports you hear secondhand, you often don't get to know the full details. So I'm not going to speculate on what happened or even how it happened. What I do want to do this week is to talk a little about temperament and being safe around cattle. So how well do you know cattle? Take a second to think about that question once again. How well do you know cattle? I'm asking you this because many people are around cattle so much that they're no longer thinking about the animals or trying to get to know them. And in saying getting to know them, I'm talking about understanding how they respond to you and how they may respond to the situation that they find themselves in. When I talk about temperament and handling to producers, I think it's often really useful to go back to the basics. Improving your understanding might be easier if you can do this as well. Firstly, remember cattle are prey animals. Quite simply, cattle have evolved as an animal that's constantly expecting danger, particularly from something that intends to eat it. If you're a prey animal, you quickly develop an ability to respond to danger. And that's the ability to run away. The distance that an animal has around it that causes it to respond to danger is known as the flight zone. Cattle will move to keep an object of danger out of their flight zone. Objects of danger don't have to be predators. It could be something the animal's never seen before and therefore possibly poses a threat. So that could be a person, it could be a dog, or it could be something really novel like a person on a horse or on a motorbike which cattle might never have seen before. The other thing to remember is that if you're a prey animal, you'll always feel much safer with a few mates. If you're on your own, it's difficult to watch in every direction for threats. And if you're on your own, your level of nervousness goes up a few notches. And finally, as a prey animal, your eyesight and hearing are incredibly sensitive. Cattle have great vision for threats, and their eyesight is such that when they have their heads down to graze, they can see almost in 360 degrees. But they do have a blind spot directly behind them. So when they raise their heads up, the sides of their bodies create a blind spot. So cattle can see in all directions without moving their heads, but they have binocular vision only for an angle of about 20 to 50 degrees in front of them. And this means they can't focus as well on objects up close. So this affects their reaction to other things like shadows. Cattle don't have great depth perception. So they don't like to walk across shadows because they can't tell if the shadow is a hole or a ditch. And they'll stop moving forward, they'll put their heads down on the ground and they'll check it out. Now those few things might not sound like much. But believe me, if you recognise those things, then you're on your way to a better understanding of cattle. Most people talk about flight zone a lot. It's not new. And as I said earlier, the flight zone is the distance between the animal and its perceived threats. But do you really understand how flight zone works? To get cattle to move, we need to work out the edge of the flight zone. Stepping or moving into the zone will bring a reaction. Now that reaction can be really subtle, and if you aren't looking for it, you could miss it. And they're the important things that you should be looking for. Because when I say subtle, I might mean just a footstep, just a twitch away from you. The most obvious signs are always going to be that the animal moves away, or in the extreme cases, it runs away. But good handlers are looking for the response, and when they get it, they move back out of the zone, moving back away from the animal, and if they need the animal to move off, stepping back into the zone again, causing the animal to move away. Good handlers look for the response. When they get a response from the animal, they move away out of the flight zone and take the pressure off the animal. If they need another reaction, they'll move back into the flight zone again, and the animal responds and hopefully starts to move in the direction away from you and towards where it is you want them to go. But here's the thing. Flight zones are all different, and depending on the situation, a flight zone could be 1,000 meters or 100 meters, and flight zones vary depending on the individuals in the mob. Remember, cattle will want to stay with each other, so they'll follow a leader and respond as the leader does. So you have to think about the response of the mob and also identify the leader of the mob. So getting cattle to move in a desired direction becomes a matter of working the edges of the flight zone. And the good handlers can do this without a lot of noise or a lot of excitement. Some handlers use their dogs to work the edges of the flight zone and they do it just as successfully. So what happens when the cattle get to the yards? And this is where some people come really unstuck. Because yards by their nature are a physical barrier. They're there to confine the cattle, and the cattle know it. But just because there's a physical barrier in place, this doesn't actually change the animal's flight zone. A flight zone could be so great that an animal will want to respond to you, even if you're in a yard or 2 yards away from those animals. And if that animal is isolated, it can get worse. That's why you often see that excitement in the yards with a single animal running up and down, trying to find a way to move into a safe place. An animal's response is fight or flight. And if they can flee, they have to run, if they have to jump, they will. So in an ideal world, we don't want that to happen. Quietly working with cattle means developing their knowledge of us and how we can work to reduce their fear and lower their level of anxiety. And that will reduce the flight zone, so we won't get that behaviour. But that takes time and understanding. But when you start thinking along these lines, you should start looking for the reactions and getting a feel for what they mean. Because that initial reaction from your animal is to move away so you're no longer a threat. If cattle can take the flight option, they will. But if they can't get away from you and they're forced into it, they'll take the fight option. And with their size, their speed, their agility, not to mention on occasion their horns and their hooves, cattle can be pretty deadly if they're forced into the fight option. So you have to avoid getting to that point. Look for the signals that say you may be pushing your animals to their limits. Sometimes it's going to be really subtle again. I've seen old dairy cows show that they don't like me in the dairy with them. Be one old cow, shaking her head up and down, flapping her ears at me, and giving me every indication that she doesn't want me near her. Now, if I wasn't looking for that, it's easy to think that that behaviour might be just shooing flies away. But the reality is, she's telling me that she's annoyed by my presence and she would like me to go away. And if she doesn't, because she can't move off, something might happen. I've seen the same thing with Brahman cows at sale yards. One big old cow pushed right to the back of the yards away from everyone, but so distressed about being there that she was stamping her foot repeatedly on the ground and shaking her head up and down, flapping those big ears. And I think that if anyone had have got closer to that and ignored that warning, that old cow would have felt no other option but to chase straight at that person and attack them because fight was her only option left. So there are clear warnings, and if you don't see them and if you keep putting pressure on your animals, then your animals will feel they've got no other choice but to take you on and to fight you. So when you're aware of those reactions, you can then start to adjust your approach. If you need to, you can step back out of the flight zone, come into a different direction, take that pressure off. But if you keep the pressure on, your animals will react, and sometimes that's a bad reaction, because they'll do what they need to be safe. Don't forget the other things about your cattle. They don't want to be alone, so try and avoid penning individuals. If an individual animal is stressed by being alone, put some mates in with it. When you do start to move your cattle around, remember their eyesight is different to ours. As I said before, they see things differently and they don't have great depth perception. So slow down and let them find their way. Take a bit of pressure off because it will help reduce your flight zone and make your animals less likely to want to flee from you and avoid wanting to fight you. Taking pressure off is a big thing in responding to animals and getting animals to respond positively to you. Looking for those signs are really important parts of being a good livestock handler. What I'd like you to do when you finish listening to this podcast is spend some time now with your cattle. Just walk down to a group of your cattle and see how they react. Take a bit of time to find out where the edge of their flight zone is. What response did you get? Was it a raise of the head? Was it a few steps away from you? Was it moving away in a direction until they felt comfortable with you again? Get used to finding where that flight zone is. Remember, the flight zone of your cattle will change on a day-to-day basis. That's because they'll get used to you, they'll get used to the way that you behave. Just remember, the flight zone of your cattle will change day to day. And that's because they'll get used to how you work, but maybe also how you like to operate with vehicles, with a bike or with horses. But flight zones can also increase because of other things like the environment. So windy days, which make animals feel more nervous because they can't hear of predators coming, that will increase their flight zone and you need to recognise that and respond to it. So don't assume that things are always going to be the same. But I reckon if you spend the time and start looking for the signs your cattle are giving you, your cattle handling is definitely going to improve. Understanding why they react and how they react will help your days with cattle be much easier and ultimately a lot safer. If you'd like to get in touch and do some training about safely handling your cattle, don't hesitate to contact. You can get to me through the Rainer Ag website. Just type in Rainer Ag in your search engine or go to all the W's, rainerag.com.au. You can also like Rainer Ag on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at alrainer302. Thanks for listening. Stay safe in the yards. Keep your eyes open and I'll catch you next time.